Now, the famous light at the end of the tunnel was glowing a little brighter at the HSE and NPHET briefings yesterday. Numbers slowly falling, hospital numbers falling, the millionth vaccine administered. However, experts like Professor Philip Nonan and Dr. Ronan Glynn warned, we are not there yet. So, where are we with the spread of COVID in Ireland right now? Niamh O'Byrne is the HSE National Lead for Testing and Tracing. Good morning to you, Niamh O'Byrne.
Good morning.
You were able yesterday to give us data from the walk-in centres. There's five more, I know, opening today. What have they told us?
So from the walk-ins have been very well received to date in the communities that they have been in, and they've really started to also raise further awareness of the symptoms of COVID and of the availability of testing in the areas. So far we've had 25,000 people through the testing sites with a positivity of about 2.6%. It ranges by site, so some of the sites were under 2% and then some of the sites were closer to 5%, with the highest positivity coming in the younger age group, the ages between 15 and 24. So far we've had about 635 positive cases from those sites.
And what are you learning within those figures? It was interesting, you were talking at the briefing yesterday about the higher rates amongst younger people, is that right?
Yes, I mean, when we came up with the concept, that we were looking particularly at the age 20 to 40 in that particular age group and interested to see them coming forward for testing and what the levels of positivity would be. So we do find there was about 45% of the referrals come from that age group, and then the highest level of positivity is in those groups, over and above a much lower positivity of around 1% of those who are over 65.
And within that as well, what are you learning about hotspots in different areas?
So, I mean, when we look at the areas that we've done testing in so far, Blanchardstown and Finglas would certainly have produced the highest levels of cases between the two of them. So we will extend our site in Finglas for another week, and we're putting a new testing site in the Mulhuddard area, which is quite close to the Blanchardstown one we previously had. So we're the public health doctors, under their advice, we're just going to keep in those areas and being there for the community as they need us.
What picture are you getting from hotel quarantine testing, which is finally up and running?
So we began that testing on the 26th of March or so. So over 500 tests have been done. We test on day zero and on day 10. So far there are a number of people from category two who have been positive, and just one person from category one. So we do testing there on both the residents and the staff, but I'm strictly relating there now to the residents.
And you'll be, if the Cabinet does go ahead and add extra countries to the list next week, you have the capacity to increase testing, do you?
Yes, so I mean, we await the details of the change to plan for that. But yes, at the moment, we would have capacity to do that. And we're working very closely with the National Ambulance Service, who are going to these hotels on a regular basis to test residents as they arrive.
Now, we know that since the 31st of March, you've been asking additional questions, you've been tracing the virus back further. What have you learned about where we're picking up COVID?
So on the 31st of March, we started asking particular questions to those who had categorised themselves as community transmission. So if you take about the 3,500 cases the tracers were looking at since the 31st, they would have needed to do source investigation or retrospective tracing on 787 cases. That's an additional questions to those people, the vast majority of which resided in Dublin. So when they were asking those questions, they look for possible sources of transmission, and that's asking people where they were over the last 7 days. So, you know, as we all know, we're in level five, which gives us less options to be in a variety of different mm-hmm. places. So what we found was a lot of people obviously came up with the local shops and petrol stations as where they would have been, workplaces, schools, transport, travel, social gatherings outside, things like that. So what we have to do then with that information is we have to look at it in detail and decide what do we discount as not really a possible source of transmission, and then what within the list do we think may have been a source of transmission. And in smaller numbers of cases, there are particular events that people were attended or had been part of that would require further investigation.
But the 55% of the people you were tracing, whose movements you were tracing back, saying shops and petrol stations. I mean, does that mean they're high risk areas, or does that mean that that's covering up more detailed tracing if you had the resources to do it about the source?
So what it means is that's where people were. So 55% of the responses were related to shopping.
Mm. But does it mean it's where they caught COVID?
Unlikely, according to our public health doctors, because again, when we're shopping, the other details we take with it, were they wearing a mask? How long were they in the shop? So when they look at the list, in all likelihood, they will discount a lot of that. Now, again, if it involves further study, because it may be the only place somebody was, in which case they may study it further. But if it's part of a list of 7 or 10 places the person was, then it would be more likely to be discounted.
And a final question, because Ronan Glynn was talking about this as well at the NPHET briefing yesterday. There's this figure, only 1 in 1,000 cases contracted outdoors. But that's not the whole picture, is it, about the way we interact outdoors? So can you put that figure into context for us?
Yeah, so that figure relates to an outbreak report, and the outbreak report took two categories of outdoor transmission events, which was sport and construction. That would be only a small reflection of the activities, because not all cases are outbreaks. There are many more that are just pure cases of individuals. So it wouldn't quite be true to do the maths to extrapolate it out to be 1 in 1,000.
So while it might be safer, it's unlikely to be that safe. Is that what you're saying?
It is definitely safer. I think the statistics would be that it's 20 times safer. What we will do since the 31st of March, when we introduced the source investigation, we also introduced an additional question on indoor-outdoor to be quite specific with the circumstances of a close contact. So that going forward then will give us increased data on the transmissibility outdoors versus indoors insofar as is possible.
Okay, it's interesting stuff, and we look forward to hearing from you again on the data as that work continues. Niamh O'Byrne, HSE National Lead for Testing and Tracing.